To set this up a little bit, for those of you who have seen our Straight from the Tap segment where Rob asked me his seven rapid fire questions, this is going to be a chance for me to turn the table and ask him the same questions back. If you haven't seen that one, definitely tune in, check it out, give it a listen, give it a watch. It's definitely pretty entertaining, and it's a pretty good idea. So we're just going to jump right into it, Straight from the Tap. Here you go, Rob. Question number one, what's your favorite style of beer?
Oh, all right. Believe it or not, I'm a huge fan of reds and ambers.
Really?
Yeah, that's my thing. I didn't know that until drinking so many and then realizing I'll roll into a bar or a restaurant and I'll look over their menu. And the first one I typically gravitate towards is, hey, do you have a red or a brown? And we go with that. So, yeah, that's me.
That's interesting. There's a lot of multi profiles to those reds that I'm not as much of a fan of, which is interesting because I mean, I enjoy Marzen's and Oktoberfest, but I think about it, I was like, sometimes it's don't, I don't know.
Fair enough. Absolutely. I got you.
Question number two, number of states, provinces, and countries in which you've had a beer.
I have not been to all 50 states yet. I am currently seven short. Wow. I was eight short, but then I moved to Alaska. So now I'm seven states short of being to all of them. And of them for beer, I would have to say out of the 43 potential, I've probably drank in 38 of them would be about a rough guess. Okay. I can't narrow that down and be 100% specific, but yeah. Right. And then we get into some provinces in Canada. I've knocked out most of those. Nice. So add another of the 13, add another 10 or so. And then countries wise, let's see, Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, Mexico, multiple times. It's all I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, the Bahamas. And then I forgot about the cruise I was on. So then there's Jamaica, and then a couple other Caribbean smaller ones, Antigua. I've done a few. It's been good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Me too.
Question number three. Tell us about your most memorable beer drinking experience.
All right. So years ago, speaking of Puerto Rico, I was down with a business trip. And my coworkers and I had gone on this this tour. And so it was probably well over 100 degrees, maybe 110. It was dry. It was hot. It was a lot of walking. And so all of us were getting really, really thirsty. We came upon this teeny little cantina. And we walk in and the proverbial seven beers. We didn't care what kind showed up. We just wanted something cold and wet and we're thirsty. And none of us wanted water, right? Who does? So Medalla Light was the beer that was brought out to me. And I've had it again since. Hasn't quite matched the experience of that day, but I will tell you, combined with everything else, that was easily the best tasting beer I've ever had in my life.
Wow. Pretty good. Question number four, what's your favorite brewery to visit?
Well, believe it or not, mine's not a craft brewery. I know that's, you know, taboo and I probably shouldn't say it. However, the very first brewery I ever went to was also in Colorado, and we can all guess in the Rockies what their logo says, right? So I went to the Coors Brewery, and even driving into the town of Golden, Colorado, right? You've heard the commercials your whole life. Even driving in, you can smell the hops in the air literally just entering the town. You are in a huge, mass marketed new environment. And so for me, you know, I drank a lot of Coors Light when I was younger, right? My early 20s. And so going to see it was kind of like, I'm going to the Mecca. Yeah, this is pretty cool. And going through that whole experience was a lot of fun. I had a good time doing that. Since then, of course, I've gone to lots of other breweries and have enjoyed my time there, particularly the smaller ones where you get to learn a little bit more about the process and learn about the people behind it, which is really cool. It's one of the reasons I love your podcast. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, my favorite one to go visit was still my first, was of course.
That's good. I think it's funny that I think as Jim at the Brewers Association would say, the internet fairies or the beer fairies of the craft beer world weren't really too pleased with your non-craft beer discussion. So they chose to hang and freeze your internet connection a few times during that to send you a message. So We're just going to leave that in there, and then we're going to go, the craft beer fairies playing around with you. So,
fair enough.
Question number 5, your favorite place to kick back and have a brew in person?
Favorite place to kick back currently happens to be the backyard or the driveway, because I can actually make it a social experience, right? Yeah. Because again, drinking beer by yourself, not a bad thing, but it's way more fun to have a conversation and be with somebody social about it, right?
Okay. Question number 6. Describe for us the most photographic scene in which you've had a beer.
As far as the most photographic place, by far, hands down, out in nature. You know, I've had some really cool pictures where I've been on mountaintops. I've had some cool pictures in forests and jungles and rivers and streets. And for me, it's all about being around the water. I don't care what kind of water it is. I don't care if it's flowing or if it's still.
Yeah.
But being out in the water, that's the place for me to do it.
Absolutely. You've sent me a few pictures from your kayak, and those are some really cool shots. You know, you see the front of the kayak and then nature all around and some good sunsets. So
yeah, every once in a while, I even catch a fish.
Question number 7, Rob, when COVID is over, who are you most looking forward to sharing a pint with?
We have a lot of breweries here, actually. Downtown Anchorage actually has quite a few. I can't wait to take the tour. And back when I can safely hop in a vehicle with people outside my family and go into places with people outside my family, right?
Right.
And go do that. So I'm definitely looking forward to exploring what's up here. There's been some good ones.
Good stuff, Rob. Well, we'll throw this out to our SharePint audience and see what they think. Let them give us feedback through our social media and our YouTube channel and comment on whether they like to see this become a regular segment in future episodes of Share a Pint as we get ready to start season 2. Maybe if they just want to see something like this pop up every once in a while and kind of be a supplement to what we're doing with our regular episodes. But I want to thank you again, my friend, for coming up with the idea of this little segment.
You got it, my friend.
Prost.
Prost.